If I ask you, how many books did Moses write in the Bible? Five. How many books are there of the books of Moses? How many of them? Five. You then have the books of history. How many books of history are there? Did somebody say 12? 12 books of history. Now then, 5, 12. I wonder how many books of poetry there would be. Five. All right. That's Levi's got the answers. Levi, I am really, really good. Okay. Can we say the five books of poetry together? I'll say the first one, and then you can help with the rest of them. All right. It is Job. Oh, I can't. I went deaf all of a sudden. I think I saw two or three mouths moving, but I couldn't hear anything. Do it again. Job. All right. I think we did it. We mumbled through it. And, I remember Wes Holland one time when he was learning to sign. And one of the real funny things he would do, Wes, I don't know if you're in the, I don't think you're in the room, Tracy, when Wes would just start to sign a word, just do the first four or five letters, and then he would just do this out here. I don't know if you do that in signing or not, but Wes did it a lot. He mumbled as he was signing, okay? And I felt like we were mumbling. Well, let's all say them together. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. What's the book of Job all about? You know, you can just give me a three-letter answer. That'd be a good start. Who would I read about in the book of Job? Job, all right. And it's about the suffering of Job. And that's on the prophet card. And most of the questions we'll ask tonight, a very few of them will be from the priest card. They'll be from the prophet card and the king card. So if you've got your field manual with you, just look at those and you'll be able to answer these questions a lot more. Job is a book about suffering. Here's one for you. Who is the man of suffering? Is that too hard? What'd you say, David? Levi? All right. Job is the man of suffering, and he's another way to describe him on that card is the man of patience. You know the story about the book of Job, don't you? You know that scenario that is in chapter 2, and Satan comes into the presence of God, and this is on the king card, and he brings accusation against Job in the presence of God. Why does he say Job is serving you? Job's a good, faithful servant. Why is he serving you? Because you're blessing him. Had the Lord blessed him? I mean, you stop and you think about it. It's on the priest card that asks the question about how much possessions did he have? He had 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. How much of that is? Ever been around sheep in the springtime of the year? All of a sudden, in New Zealand at least, most of the sheep had at least two. And so all of a sudden, you've got 7,000, and by the springtime comes, you got 21,000. I mean, it's an amazing. You talk about multiplying and having a lot of sheep in a hurry. And what about camels? What would you use a camel for? What do you use camels for today? We don't have camels. What do we have? 18-wheelers. Is that right? Huh? Do you know he had a business of 3,000 18-wheelers? That's a lot of money, isn't it? I mean, you stop and think about it. You know, you think about how many delivery trucks there are and things of that nature. I'm sure FedEx and some of the others have a whole lot more than that. But can you imagine him having that? How many oxen did he have? How many had a yoke of oxen? And if I tell you the first number is 5, it's not 5,000. What would you guess? How many yoke of oxen did he have? Don't say 50,000. Say he had 500. He had 500 yoke of oxen. Is that tractors? You know, oh, well, let's see. He had 500 donkeys, pickup trucks. Is he wealthy in relationship to all of that? And then he had, the Bible describes, as many servants. And God says to Satan, take it all away. Satan's evaluation of Job is that you have, he's serving you only because you bless him. And the Lord says, there's not a man on the earth as good as Job. Satan comes back a second time, does he not? What's Job's wife telling him to do? What is the response of Job's wife to his suffering? That's on that prophet card, huh? He says, curse God and die. Levi, you are so good at doing this. I am so impressed, okay? And what did his wife tell him to do what? Speak it out loud. All right, curse God and die. And Job wouldn't do it. Comes back again and said, if you'll let me afflict him, you know the story. I'm not telling you anything that you know. And so he afflicts his body. How is his body afflicted? He has boils. Where does he have it? You ever have a boil? I'm telling you, modern medicine has made your life something. You've never had a boil. You go back pre-penicillin, you go back to when they were bloodletting, you know, just to try to help people get better. You don't have to necessarily go back that far. When I was a kid, you get one little infection under your skin, and it would begin to get infected and infect and infect, and it became a boil. They didn't call them boils. They called them risins. I tried to look that up in the dictionary one time. And the word risin is not in the Bible. I thought, risin, I'm not sure what it is, but I was trying to find it out. Come to find out, it is a rising, I-N-G. You've got a rising on. I remember Dot, my sister, had one, and she was just hurting, and I just, to aggravate her, I would just look at it. Don't look at my rising. Don't look at my rising. And Dan, that's all you got to do. Don't you give up on those kids. Dan would just go over there and lean down and look at it. Don't look at it. There's nothing more painful nor painful than this. That's one rising. Where did Job have the risings? Top of his head, all over his body, to the sole of his feet. You cannot stand for anybody to touch a rising. I wish you could have had one in your life. And let me know if you get one. I'll come and have a look at it. It's been a while since I've seen one. But can you imagine? Where are you going to sit? Well, I'll just stand on my head. I cannot lay on my back. Stand on my feet. There's zero relief. And Job's response, though he slay me, yet will I, somebody said it, trust him. That's why God said there's nobody on this earth like, there's nobody earth on this earth. So Job has three friends that come to him. And their names are given in the Bible. There is a fourth one that comes later in the book. And the charge made, and this is on the king card, the charge made by his friends is, you are suffering because you have sinned. Job's position, you're right. I am suffering, but I have not sinned. You know what treatment Job gave himself? He took a piece of broken pottery and literally scraped the scab off of the top of all of those risings and all the pus that was under it and everything. You're talking about something, but can you imagine? You cannot even stand to touch a rising, and here he is just to try to get some relief, and all over his body. His friend says, you're suffering because of your sin. You know what Job's response is? I am suffering, but not because of my friends. God looked down, and God's evaluation of, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. We need to understand that the book of Job is remarkable where it is in the Bible. The end result of all of this, Job just kept saying throughout the book of Job, if I could just talk to God, I could rectify this. And so finally, at the end of the book of Job, God comes and speaks to Job out of a whirlwind. You know what a whirlwind is? It's a hurricane. The voice of God comes out of a whirlwind and calls to Job. And at the end of the book of Job, he asks Job 40 questions, about 40 questions, and Job cannot answer a single one of them. God said to Job, Job, you're saying you know everything about this and you could straighten this matter out with me if you could just talk with me. Where were you before you were born? Where were you 100 years before you were born? Where were you, Job? Where were you 2,000 years before? Where were you, Job, when I laid the foundation of the earth? You think you're smart? Where were you before you were born? There's no answer to it. And God begins to ask Job all of these questions, and Job is not able to answer any of the questions. And Job admits at the end of this book, I know nothing. Job's response, and that's that. Job's statement is, I spoke too rashly. But the Bible keeps saying over and over again, Job did not sin. Job is just manifesting in this 42 chapters of the book of Job, and what, 35 of them are chapters where Job's friends are saying, you have sinned, and Job is saying, I have not sinned, I have not sinned. You see, Job helps us understand that the righteous do suffer. We've got that wrong in our mind. Tragedy comes into our lives and we think, what on earth did I do that God would bring this on me? The book of Job answers that. Unless God specifically tells you that he has brought that specific thing into your life as punishment for your action, then there's no way for you to know if he has ever done it in your life. The only time we would know it in the Bible is when the Bible specifically mentions that the Lord brought this on individuals, on an individual, for what he was doing. Paul struck a man blind. Why? He was trying to keep a man from obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so Paul struck him blind. Why am I blind? Because God brought this on me. But without direct revelation from heaven, there is no way for anyone to ever know. And the book of Job answers that. If you're sitting there trying to figure out what I have done that has brought this adversity in my life, you're doing exactly what Job's friends tried to do. And yet Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. When he lost all of his possessions, you know how you deal with that stuff that's in your life, and if you lost it all, naked I came into this world, and naked I'm going to leave. There are so many unanswered questions in the book of Job. But at the end of this, Job, God's given, this is on the prophet card, given by God to Job after his suffering. He has now twice the number of possessions. The one thing that he had before his suffering is that wife. Satan didn't touch her. Isn't that interesting? If Satan had the power to take anybody's life, and he evidently had it in this situation because he killed all of the 10 children of Job, Satan could have killed his wife. But the whole time that Job is suffering, she's saying, curse God and die. And Satan uses her. You and I need to appreciate the fact that people do not know nearly as much as they think they know. Job lived another 140 years by the time he got to the end of it. I don't know how old Job was in the beginning. I don't know how long it takes a man to accumulate and become one of the wealthiest men on this earth. Wealthiest men of the East is the way he's described. But if he's 50, 60, 70, 80 years of age, all of a sudden his age goes back to that period of time somewhere right after the flood, up until the time of Abraham. We know Adam and Eve. We know Cain and Abel. We know Seth, their third son. We know Enoch. We know Methuselah. And we know Noah. And from Noah to Abraham, we might know. We might know Melchizedek. But from Noah and his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth all the way to the time of Abraham, we know of no one except that one character, Job. And what we're trying to do in the Sunday night class is to rush through the Old Testament, but not to rush, but to try to give the emphasis in this Sunday night class that the Bible gives about those characters to help us understand Christianity. And that's what the book of Job will do. I find it interesting that many people know the story of Job. They do not know the content of the book of Job. They read the first three chapters and they read the last three chapters, and that's it. The heart of the book of Job is the stupid arguments his friends made. You know what one of his friends said? Think about televangelist. One of his friends says, Job, I know you are a sinner because in the middle of the night there was something that was moving in my room, and I looked up, and it was somebody that says, Job's a sinner. That's a heavy paraphrase. You can make up any stories, and I love that part of that. Job says, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. We understand that. If a man dies, shall he live again? Those are verses we know from Job. That's it for tonight. We'll head into another book next week. Thank you very much.